This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6-5 PM. It's the wake up call.
So we're always on the lookout for the latest and greatest in diet technology and diet methods. There's a new one that's going around, and this one is actually from a real nutritionist. The problem with it is it's called Eat Like a Baby. And first of all, what a humiliating title. Whatever happened to the caveman diet and paleo? How'd you lose all that weight, Gavin? I eat like a baby.
Ate like a little baby boy.
Now, when you break it down, because I'll tell you the quote unquote secret to eating like a baby, which is not a secret at all. In fact, if I were to ask you, hey, how can people lose weight?
I would say mash up your food. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
It's all three of these things you eventually would get.
Okay.
One, eat every 2 to 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they obviously have to be smaller meals. You can't just eat whatever you want. Normal healthy eating habits still apply. Go heavy on fruits, veggies, and whole grains. Okay. Two, take your time. Eating slowly gives your brain time to register the fact that you're feeling full. So go slow, chew every bite. Babies usually feed for 30 minutes.
Oh.
And the third one is avoid mindless munching. Babies don't do it.
Oh, sure. They can't reach.
Because they can't. Yeah. For adults, it takes willpower. But just pay closer attention to why you're eating. Are you actually hungry? Am I bored? That kind of a thing.
Okay. If I'm going to do this, I want to apply it to every part of my life. And I want to do just live like a baby. And that means that I just sit there until I am hungry or want to be held.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
And put something on in front of me.
Well, screen time. You got to cut screen time down for a baby.
Well, pretend.
You're not going to like that.
Pretend you're a bad parent.
So now we're going to add some asterisks to
it. Well, okay. Not every parent abides by those rules.
Going to do a lot of make big believe play.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to teach you your numbers and letters.
I mean, don't make me feel stupid.
I'll read a book to you.
Oh, I would like that. Yeah. And then, like, I'm not going to walk anywhere.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you'll have to carry me.
I mean, who hasn't looked at a baby in a stroller at an amusement park and gone, God, I wish.
See, the only problem is for us, it'd be a wheelchair.
Well, yeah.
If you think about it, a stroller is a baby wheelchair.
Why don't we just call wheelchair strollers? It sounds so much better.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
My cousin had a terrible gymnastics accident.
Yeah.
And now he has to use a stroller. Feels so much better, doesn't it?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I take that back.
That sounds like nothing works.
So this started like everything starts now on TikTok. Could you imagine being somebody like me that just reads a headline and never dives into the guts of it and then just goes, yeah, eat like a baby? I could do that.
And then see you with a jar of Gerber.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you doing? You're like, it's turkey.
Yeah. Be like, it's the latest, you probably didn't see.
Right.
It's the latest dietary trend, and it works. Like, it's just, it's called eat like a baby. So I went out and I got myself some of these spoons, these teeny tiny spoons. They're shaped like crayons. Okay, that's all part of it. It's all part of it. And you have to blend all of your food until it is just a liquidy pulp.
And you, I just see you over there just sucking on one of those biter biscuits that sort of turn to paste as they eat them.
Yeah. And I'm, what are those? What is that snack? Oh, it's my finger food. I don't know. It's these are Star Puffs.
Yeah, this it's really good for my hand-eye coordination, actually.
These are Carrot Puffs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that... Oh, strawberries. Strawberry Puffs.
Hey, can you pass me my applesauce in a pouch?
And then every once in a while, I have to just go...
Did your kids see that?
And then you have to... Oh, yeah. It scared the hell out of me.
Really? Mine didn't.
When we moved on from like pure liquid food to like slightly solid food, and especially with our first, because we were stupid and we were like, we're going to make our own baby food.
God, yeah.
We were those idiots and I thought we'd be able to pull it off, but none of those things actually blend anything down all the way. So eventually my son would like get a little bit of a chunk of carrot and he'd just go,
that'll do it.
So there you go. Eat like a baby. It's going to save your life.
Right.